generally Latinos are younger than the median age of the population, I believe, is 24 years old. And, you know, for women, this is the optimal time to have, you know, births. I think traditionally Hispanic families always have had more than, you know, one or two children. So as the white population in the schools decreases, in fact, last year, in the last 10 years, it's decreased by 5%, the white population. And the Hispanic population, I believe, doubled in the schools in the last 10 years. And with those numbers not expected to reverse in trend, our schools should be prepared to address the educational needs of those students. And that means, you know, a number of things. Number one, they come from low-income households. The median income is only $20,000 a year. For the white population, it's about $29,000 a year. And so they come from low-income households. That creates certain issues to begin with, you know, about being, you know, prepared with, you know, nutrition and health care, et cetera. Number two, the other thing that the schools, that because of the low income, Hispanics generally tend to settle in neighborhoods where housing is cheaper. But those neighborhoods also have failing schools. So the academic preparation of the Hispanic population